And on KBRB, we are continuing to preview the 2026 spring sports season. We're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Ainsworth boys golf team, Brenda Konkoleski, in her first year at the helm. And Brenda, looks like you've got enough young men out there to field a team this spring.
Yeah, Greg, we have 9 participants this spring for boys golf.
Well, let's talk about some of the kids you have coming back. I know you've got a few back off of last year's squad, including one with some state experience.
Yeah, we have sophomore Jackson Rucker returning from awesome freshman season where he qualified for state. I'm really going to be looking for him to be a leader on the team this year, even as an underclassman. We do have returning a lone senior player, Colby Beagle, one returning junior in Eric Hitchcock, and Carson Cook, who is also a sophomore but is injured right now. But we have a lot of new faces. Over half our team are either freshmen or new to the golf team this year.
Well, so I got a couple of sophomores out for golf this year that were on the track team last year, but that might be able to step in and then give you some help right away.
Yeah, I have sophomores joining our team this year, is Sarah Ray and Bateson Raymond. From what I've seen so far, we haven't had a meet yet, but I'm expecting good things from both of them this year. As far as freshmen incoming, I have Robert Rudnick, Barrett Keller, Christopher Hitchcock. I'm probably going to be looking for some freshmen to step up on the varsity team as well.
Well, I've seen Robert out there playing a lot of golf. So the nice thing is a lot of the kids, when the weather was good after the basketball season got over, even before golf practice started, it seemed like there were a lot of them out getting some swings in.
Absolutely. Some of those underclassmen, the sophomores and freshmen, have been out well before we even started practice. So as many swings as we can get in will only help them as we get ready to start our season.
Well, the start of that season, unfortunately, looks like it'll be delayed by weather as the Highway 20 scramble at West Holt postponed until next Thursday the 9th. So that was kind of the get-your-feet-wet-out-of-the-gate type of event where it was a scramble format for some of those kids. So it looks like you'll be jumping right into invitational play next week.
Yeah, unfortunately, with spring golf, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. So we'll sometimes deal with wind, snow, rain, definitely cold, and that just causes some schedule problems. So the Highway 20 scramble has now been postponed till next week, the 9th. So we'll start our season, looks like, probably Tuesday at Ord with an invite. So it'll be a real test mentally for some of our inexperienced players.
We'll talk about some of the things you're working with the kids on in the early part of the season, just, some of the skills and I'm sure rules that you're going over with them.
Yeah, we have had a lot of good weather now that we've been on the course, so lots of getting swings in, some repetition. Short game's always important, so chipping and putting. We haven't been able to be on the greens as much as we would like with the weather and the course opening, but all those things impact our play, so the more we can practice, the better. With the upcoming weather, we'll have more chance to go over rules and situations of what to do.
Well, did see that Ainsworth will host districts once again, so always nice to be able, first, not to have to travel, but second, to have your kids playing a district course that they'll know better than anything else.
Yeah, it'll be our third year in a row hosting districts. The boys and I talked about it our first day of practice when we couldn't get out to the course. I tried to stress how much of an advantage it is for us to play on our home course for districts. It's where we practice every single day. There won't be any surprises. They'll know their distances. They'll know how the greens roll. So it's just such a huge advantage. So if we can keep our head up, keep practicing, keep playing at a high level, it'll be great for us down the road.
Brenda, appreciate the time. We'll look forward to seeing your squad on the course.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
That is Coach Brenda Konkoleski, the Ainsworth boys golf team, joining us here as we preview our 2026 spring sports season.